saints. You have your take home in the bulletin of today. So, when you get home, read what you have, share with family, share with friends, share even with enemies. And when we get to heaven, I will be glad to check with you what you read from your take home today. Amen, church. Amen. About 18 years ago, a woman who was a widow came to me to talk about her only son who was involved in evil gang activity. He was involved in drugs and in the occult. For his crimes, the police had picked him and arrested him and put him in jail. His mother had raised him in the faith, but he had abandoned the faith and dedicated his life to Satan and to his empty works. Evil things in his life. So his mother, weeping, came to me to ask for counsel, what she could do with this son who was in jail. I asked her to pray even more, and I promised my prayer with her. So we prayed. For a long time, weeks passed, months passed, and one day she called me to say, "My son called me. Guess what he said? He said to me he saw Jesus in jail, and Jesus was very kind to him," he said. "And because he said he saw Jesus in jail, he had renounced all the evil he has been doing in his life. Praise God." So he approached his sacraments. Like the Bible says, you know, confess your sins to the Lord Jesus and he'll forgive you because he is faithful and just. 1 John 1:9. And he renounced all his evils in his life and began to live his Catholic sacraments. Came back to confession, came back to Holy Communion. He was dead, and Jesus gave him life. The readings we have been given today from 1 Kings, from Galatians, and from Luke's Gospel talk about people who were dead and who were brought to life. Some physically, others spiritually. We see 1 Kings, we see Galatians, we see the gospel from Luke's gospel, chapter 7. What are we to make of all this? It is that we are surrounded by death. And Jesus is always ready to take us from our death and give us life because Jesus is Lord of life. You remember the phrase from Pope John Paul II talking about the culture of death. Now, the culture of death could be about abortion and all the other evil things, but anytime we sin, we embrace the culture of death. We accept death into our lives. And Jesus is forever ready to take us out if we ask him. Jesus is ready to liberate us and free us from our death, from our sin, from our stubbornness. So, if you have embraced death sometime, like I have, by my sins, if you know somebody who has embraced death, some of them permanently, then we all have the merit and the benefit of Jesus to take us from death and give us life. Amen? So let's ask him. Let's embrace Jesus so that he would give us the life he has promised in the Gospels. What does the Bible say? John 10:10. I came so that they may have life and have it in abundance. What does the Bible say today to us from Luke's Gospel? A great prophet has arisen. God has visited his people. This God is visiting us today in this church. He is speaking to us, and he will come, body, blood, soul, divinity, so that he would free us from our death. We also can sing with those people in Luke's Gospel 7, in Psalm 30. I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me. God is in us, and God wants to visit us again and free us from evil, from sin, from death. The question is, will we agree to open ourselves so that Jesus will give us that life? Brother Jesus, draw me from death of my sin to the grace of your mercy. By the power of your word. And as I walk by faith to offer you to the Father at this table, at this altar of sacrifice, and receive your body and blood, commission me as a witness to your mercy to the whole world. Amen.